systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
November 23rd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 275. Fucking killing it.
Wow.
Almost 300.
Jesus.
Could you imagine, like, if Keith wouldn't have been like, do your live show at 250, like, we would be like, 25 more episodes.
And the
snow's coming and shit. And we'd be like, we got to move all this equipment in the snow, and that fucking sucks, dude.
So glad we did it at 250, dude.
Yes, thank you for that, Keith.
Thank you very
Keith
much.
Keith Mell, I appreciate
chilling in the
that.
Live chat, he starts yelling at me.
I know, right?
Like, I'll get Matt. Shut up. Hang on.
Yeah, talk to him. He knows. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. This is Monday Night Show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/live/feedback/type shit. We'll read it, or you can always give us a call, 406-204-4687. All phone lines are currently open and live.
Blech.
Heated up, waiting for your sexy voices.
Blech.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I think I'm pretty good.
You had me worried.
I did?
And I know I should take what you post on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Danny.
Should not take that to heart.
D-A-N-N-I. I'm kind of regretting setting it to ring my phone every time you post a Twitter message, because I got to be honest with you, you post some dumb fucking shit. And that's fine. I post
sometimes
some dumb fucking shit, too. But, wow, dude.
What?
I get a message on my phone. And, like, I almost dropped what I was doing and ran home. Like, what the fuck happened? You made it sound like you got raped or something. I'm like, what the fuck? This ought to be.
It just said, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. That could be anything. I could just be mad at anything.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's cool. Fine. That's fine.
I could have outbursts once in a while, dude. I just got a little pissed and I got it out. I'm good.
Hey, confine your childish outbursts to MySpace where
it's not a childish outburst.
All of the other children play. If you could do that for me, I would appreciate it.
There's a reason behind it, but I'm not going to
tell
you.
So what is it? What happened now? I'm curious.
I just said I'm not going to tell you.
You didn't tell me earlier. You're like, nothing, it's fine, I'm fine. I'm just tired and I'm cold. I'm always cold. It's because you have no heart.
Right.
Did they remove your heart?
Yes.
So what happened?
Nothing.
Something happened.
Nothing happened.
What caused that outburst?
I'm not telling you.
I need to know.
That's too fucking bad.
Well, then this hour show is going to be me asking you what happened. So
just
hey,
someone made
hey,
me mad
what
again.
Happened? Who?
That's no, I'm not
an ex.
You,
was
no,
it an ex? Why are you talking
you.
To your exes, huh?
I'm not talking to my exes.
Who made you mad?
Somebody just pissed me off. That's
is
all.
That somebody in the chat?
Nope.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
See how your eye twitches? You and Braden both, when you lie, your eyes twitch.
Dude, nobody in the chat pissed me off. There's nobody in that chat.
See, Amesby knows no secrets. Who was it?
No, it was not the felon, MDS. I hung up on that fuck last time you called.
All right, well, you know what?
What?
I don't even care now.
Good.
It's fine.
Okay.
So I had my doctor's appointment today. You all be happy to know that my penis no longer has stitches in it, so that's pretty sweet.
It's kind of nice.
I gotta tell you, though.
Now you got some super glue on it.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. But I gotta say, holy shit, dude. The most uncomfortable position I've ever been in my life. Me, pants around my ankles, laying down on the thing, like anything short of having my feet in stirrups. Like, I feel for ladies that have these gyno appointments that they're like locking him in, man, in the fucking stirrups, and then they crack that shit open with a rib spreader.
That was my last post-op. Thank you very much.
I don't know how you fucking do it, man. I like
sad
get
thing
in there.
Is there's been one guy in my vagina for like the last couple weeks, and that's been my doctor.
I know. Sure fuck hasn't been me. But I go in there, and he's like, you know, how's it going? I'm like, everything's good. He's like, all right, you ready to get these stitches out? And I'm like, yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but yeah, because I know what this entails. I'm going to have to whip
There's
out.
There's going to be some guy holding your cock with a pair of scissors in his hand.
I know, and that for one, like, he's like, I don't know if he was making a little joke at my expense, at my little wiener, because it is a grower, I'll tell you, especially when it's afraid and when it's had trauma. He's like, all right, well, hop up here, and I hop up, and he's like, you probably want to pull your pants down first. I'm like, oh, right.
Oh, right.
God damn it. So I'm like, pants around my ankles, and I hop up there, and he pulls out the extension on the table so that my, you know, my feet can rest
Chill.
There.
Yeah.
Fucking spread eagle, like, balls just resting on the fucking paper, which I hope he changed.
If they do every time. That's why the
you
paper's
hope,
there.
You fucking hope so.
I checked that
hey,
shit.
Hey, times are tough.
If it's crinkled, I don't sit on it.
We're in tough economic times right now. Businesses are cutting corners that they normally might not cut. So maybe the sterile paper you're sitting on had some balls on it. You don't know.
Burger wants to know why you didn't cut them out yourself.
Because...
You're
I
pussy.
Don't know. I could have, I guess.
Uh-huh.
No, actually, I'll tell you why. Because that one day when I tugged on it, it fucking hurt, like, a lot.
Well, you don't tug on it. You cut them and pull
well,
them
Well, yeah, and I was just seeing, like, how deep in they were. And that
They're
fucking...
They're in there.
That killed, dude. I was like, ah! I had, like, tears streaming down my face and shit, man. It was awful. But so he lays out, you know, a little paper towel, a little sterile blue chamois rag or whatever.
Yep, I know
with
what
the
it is.
Scissors and these forceps things and yep. some lube looking stuff. And yep. I'm like, no fingers in the butt, thanks. And he pulls the dick over, so, you know, because it's on the bottom. And he grabs the scissors and the tweezer things, and the dick's just sitting there because it's so small. It's so afraid. You get scissors near anything that can cut off the penis. If you put those instruments near the penis
it
knows.
It tries to go into your gut.
The penis has an eye. I don't know if you guys know this or not. There is an eye on the penis.
And it's
it
watching,
sees.
It's
it,
seeing.
It is all-knowing, all-seeing. It's my third eye, if you will.
Yeah.
And he, like... He looks at the penis and he's got the scissors. He's like, wow, I should have got smaller scissors. And I'm like, is that a
You're
joke?
An asshole.
Because penis so small right now? Or like, did you just grab the wrong scissors? And he's like, I'll just make them work. I'm like, well, if you need the smaller
if
scissors,
you need
like,
the right thing, go get the right thing.
I have time. You know, if you need the smaller scissors, go get them. He's like, well, no, because they're in this drawer, and then I got to sterilize them and this and that. It's a whole to-do. It's like, oh, God forbid, doctor, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I can make it work with these. And the whole time, I'm just like, eyes closed, like, please don't slip. Please don't cough. Please don't nip my fucking little pecker off. Please. Please, please, please. It was the scariest thing, dude. And I've had stitches, like I said a long time ago, one other time when I was in second grade. And getting those put in was so painful, like, because I was awake, I was coherent.
Oh, you were awake when they were putting the stitches
yeah,
in?
Yeah, that was the story. It took, like, five of them to fucking hold me down because I was freaking the fuck out because I had never had anything
they
like that.
They didn't, like, numb it or anything?
They said they did, but I felt it, like, threading through my knee, and it was so painful, dude. So, but then I remember getting the stitches out. It didn't hurt at all, you know, because it was in my knee. So, for one, I couldn't imagine being awake while they were stitching up my dick. Like, that, you don't have enough nurses on staff to hold me down for that.
You just start running out. I don't care.
Oh, fuck yeah,
up,
dude.
It's fine.
Pants around ankles just hopping out like a bunny. Like, no fucking way, dude. I'll put some tape around it. I'll duct tape that shit. But so I feel like the cold metal of the blades on
like,
my
fuck,
dick.
Fuck, 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 fuck,
and
fuck,
I'm like,
fuck.
I'm like, you know, he's the doctor. Just close your eyes and I'll be over. I'll find my happy place, which
is nowhere at that point in time.
Apparently, I've been evicted from my happy place.
Forget to pay rent.
Something
or what?
About,
what's
yeah,
going on?
Something about not paying the rent. I'm telling you, dude, these are tough economic times we're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting
yeah.
gouged at the pump. Fucking gouged. Getting gouged, getting stitches
gouged
taken
at the pump.
Out.
You don't pay for gas.
I do sometimes, and it's expensive. I'll tell
sometimes.
You something. So, you know, I hear the snip. It's a very distinct sound. Like, snk. And I'm like, oh, penis still there. And there's
okay.
eight of them, right? So
right.
this... I'm
You're like, all
I'm,
right, one down, seven to go.
I'm laying here in the most vulnerable position in my life, just... my balls rest in this doctor's hands. I mean, not literally, but figuratively.
Right.
One slip of the wrist and, you know, there goes my nuts, dick, fucking whatever. It's gone. And
another
he did a good job. I
gotta
say, props to the doc, man. If I had to do that on some dude's dick, I'd be like, here's the scissors, here's this, I'll be out, I'll be right outside.
Like, you do that yourself, buddy.
Holler if you need me. But, yeah, he took them out, and, you know, he was...
Did it hurt when they were coming out?
A little bit. I felt a little stinging pain, I think, from where maybe the skin grew around it and formed into the thread, the wire or whatever they use, fishing line.
Probably.
10-pound test.
Nice.
So, yeah, I could definitely feel it, you know, coming out and stuff, and it was just so uncomfortable, but you got to do it. It's like when you're about to bungee jump, you're like, I'm not going to do this, and then you're just like, I got to just fucking do it. You know, you just close your eyes and drop your drawers and let time tick, man. But
well,
so he's looking at it and he's like, this healed up better than I thought it would. Hmm. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? What were you expecting?
I think they all say that because my doctor says that to me. He's like, wow, you're healing up awesome. He's like, you're healing remarkably fast.
He's like, I did a really good job. I'm like, yeah, you did do a good job. And
he's like, thanks. Did you like think less of yourself? You should have told me that beforehand.
I know, right? Like, is this the first one you've done or?
Yeah.
But yeah, so
should have been like, yeah, I'm actually apprenticing underneath this guy over here.
Yeah, right. I work at the sew place.
Yeah.
But so, you know, he takes them all off and snips them out and everything, and there I see them and I'm like kind of leaning up to look, and he's like, just lay back, and I'm like, all right.
Like, God damn it.
It's like just the tip, it's fine, dude. I'm like, God damn it. And so he takes this sticky stuff, like super glue. It's like a microbial alcohol based glue of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, this is gonna be cold. And I'm like, well, it ain't getting any smaller, that's for damn sure. Thank you very much. And he smears that stuff on, and then he puts on this weird tape of sorts. Like, it's not a band-aid, it's just, I don't know what it was, but it has,
it's like the white tape that I had on my surgery.
Yeah, but the goop he put on is very sticky, is very adhesive, and it kills any bacteria and stuff. And he's like, leave these on until they fall off on their own, and once they fall off, you should be good to go. And I was like, so sex? Because I need some fucking bad.
Did you tell him that you've done
no
some,
okay. I did not tell him that. Oh, by the way, I got fucking sucked off like this. So he, you know, he put that sticky stuff on, and you know, I had a band-aid in the truck, so I go to the gas station, I go into the bathroom there, and I pull down my pants, and somehow in between the being at the doctor and getting this goop on and going to the gas station, part of my ball sack got caught up in the sticky stuff.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh my fucking God, just do it like a band-aid. Fucking just, oh dude, that hurt quite a bit. And so I finally got like all my shit back where it's supposed to be, and I put a band-aid on it, and it's all good. No more Frankencock. So I'm pretty thrilled about that. Pretty fucking thrilled.
So we didn't talk about that blowjob.
So Friday after the show, I did get a little blowjob, and I do mean little,
there's a
literally.
There's a reason behind it. You might want to go ahead and specify that.
Oh, right. So I got paid $10 for a picture of my Frankencock. And I'll give y'all three guesses whose collection of dicks my penis now resides in. And I'm like, I gotta get this fucking thing hard. And I'm like, you gotta help me with this. And what'd you say? You're like, okay.
I was like,
finally.
All right,
here's
okay.
A pity.
I was like,
suck.
I don't understand how we're gonna do this, but I'll try.
I'm like, just the tip, baby. Just the tip. And for the first time in my life, that has actually worked.
Just the tip.
It worked well.
Oh, Amesby got it.
Absolutely, Amesby. So if you guys want to see what the stitches and all that look like, I'm sure if you ask Newsy, he'll let you see him.
Yep.
Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. But
and,
yeah,
and
so
you admitted to, what'd you say? You're like, yeah, if I'm ever in New York, I'll look you up, and yeah, I'll let you suck
me off. I was like,
yeah,
I'll let you suck me off, dude. Blowjob's a blowjob. It's not gay to get one, right? He's the queer. I'm cool. Whatever. Right?
Burger says,
right?
Is a pick of my balls.
Ha! Yeah, see, it's not just me. Thank you, Burger. Thank you. See, is Burger gay? No. Am I gay? No. Did you let him suck you off, though, Burger?
Cause I think that'd be too weird.
See,
I
yeah,
a picture of it in my head. Sorry,
Ainsby knows he does love straight guys.
That's
and
just
honestly,
weird.
Honestly, I'll tell you, I thought about it. I'm like, you know, I bet he sucks dick really well.
I bet he does.
And I even told him, I'm like, next time we're in New York, we'll threesome with Danny. No gay shit, okay? But, you know, you can suck me off while I'm kissing her or something hot like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Would you watch?
No.
Really?
No, that's gross, dude.
Would
I don't
that...
I don't, I cannot, I do not want to see a dude sucking a dude
Why
off.
Are you racist? Just because he's black doesn't
I'm
mean...
Sexist,
Jesus,
I guess you could call it. Not
Jesus,
racist.
Danny. Jesus. Unbelievable.
I just don't like...
This one.
Dude,
unbelievable.
Fuck you. Hey.
Hey.
Newsy's hot, okay?
I know.
He's hot. All right, but
he
no.
had a huge hard on for Odie for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah.
Odie's hot.
Odie's a cutie.
He's like a dirty trailer trash.
I know.
Hot.
It's
like,
awesome.
Like, oh, you're so grungy.
But
let's
see,
go roll around in mud naked.
I wouldn't let Odie suck me off though. That's just I don't know. It's just
because he's not gay and careful and whatever.
Because I don't think Odie would know what he's doing with the dick in his mouth. I think Newsy would know his way all around
well,
the dick.
Well, because he's had a few dicks in his mouth.
A fucking A, he has.
All right, but I don't want to have to worry about losing my boyfriend to a gay man.
Why would that ever happen?
Because you'd be like, damn, this is really good. And then you'd like run away with Newsy. And
no,
have to
see,
kill
that's where I would draw the line, though. There's
yeah,
no
right.
possible
you know, you're
way.
You're going to end up being a closet fag.
Oh, my God.
And you're
going to
come out after dude sucks your dick. And you're
okay.
be like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And you're going to come home and hook up with Braden.
Burger says, no, he tried on the cruise, but I wasn't drugged. Oh, fuck. Chickadee says he is obviously not gay. I know. See, obviously.
But you want your dick sucked by a dude.
So I... No, that's... See, you're missing the whole point. Now you're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say I want my dick sucked by a dude. I said if I happen to be in New York, you're obviously not doing it. And if he was like, hey, can I put your dick in my mouth? I'd be like, why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? As long as you shave first. I don't want to feel any fucking scruff on my balls. I'll tell you what, dude. I do not want to feel scruff on my
Wouldn't
balls.
Wouldn't that be so weird? You like look down, there's a dude
well,
with your
that,
dick in his
that's
mouth.
That's obviously the part where you come in. I wouldn't be looking at him sucking my dick, obviously, because that would maybe be a little gay, a little bi-curious.
You look down and look, and you look up and be like, "This is so hot."
No,
yeah, I could just see it now.
I'd have to be watching.
You'd be
some
like
porn.
Sitting here like this, trying to look up the whole time, and then it'd get really good, and you'd be like, "Fuck!" And you'd look down, and you'd be like, "Oh my god, this is hot."
No, I don't. That's where you're mistaken. That is where you're mistaken.
Yeah, no, I think.
See, Burger knows. Burger says, I assume gay guys give the best blowjobs. They know what a guy likes. It's just like lesbians eat the best pussy because they know because they have a pussy.
But I
they
don't
know
like
what
bitches,
a,
so
what?
I would never want a chick munching on my munching.
Well,
on my
you're
box,
a very
dude.
Close-minded racist bitch. That's all I
no,
need to say about that.
I just
that.
Don't like women, and I don't want a womanly face in between my legs. It
and that's why
out.
You're cold all the time, because you hate yourself.
What?
I just figured it out.
That's why I what all the time?
That's why you're cold all the time, because you hate yourself.
No.
You just said it. I don't like woman. You're a woman. You
I don't
hate
like
yourself.
Other chicks. I don't want a chick mowing down on my box. That's mine.
I would love a chick mowing down on your box.
Yeah,
I'm telling
no,
you.
I'm cool, dude. No.
See?
I don't like other women.
Why do you stifle my sexual, what's it called? Prowess? No. What's it called? My
like, I could not
escapade.
Have a threesome with me, you, and another chick because I'd probably punch her in the face.
See? That's, you're
Even
stifling.
After agreeing to it, I'd probably punch her in the face.
Stop restricting me.
Go have a threesome and don't tell me. That's
so
the only way to get away with it.
Done. You guys heard it here first. So I made $10.
You
bucks.
Do that, I'll kill you.
No. No backsies.
Well, if I find out, you will die.
Well, you won't find out. I'm not good.
I'm leaving you.
You haven't found out yet, have you?
What?
Mm?
I'm leaving you.
You can't. You have to
what?
Do this
I can't?
Show. You have to
Fuck
do
you.
This show. Shut up and talk. Think about it.
I am. I'm making fun of you being a closet fag.
Yeah, that's not the case. Maybe right. If you satisfied my carnal needs, I wouldn't have to be
you
a
You want
closet
me to grow a beard and suck your dick? What? What's up?
No. That's funny, but no.
Yeah,
not
no.
at all.
Yeah. You you want it.
So I made $10, whatever, it's fine. And you know, I'm happy. I'm a media darling of sorts. I think my dick needs to be circulating out there. So she's there sucking it and I'm about to come, which is awesome because you didn't think I was gonna. And it sucked because I'm like, at first, you know, just the tip. And then, you know, at, like I wrote in the show notes, you know, you start getting on the tip. I'm like, God, that's so good. And I just wanted to, like, grab the back of your head and just jam it down more. I'm like, there's a whole nother, like, 2 inches you're totally missing.
2 inches? No,
there's a whole nother, like, 5 inches that you're missing. And it was good, but I'm like, it could be so much better. And this, I don't get blowjobs very often. I'm totally wasting this one, damn it.
But you couldn't. I'm not putting stitches in my mouth, dude.
Yeah,
I
didn't want that to happen either, because my luck, you'd get one caught in between your tooth, and you'd come up, and it'd just rip the whole fucking dick off with it. And I'd be like, and I don't want to feel what that feels like at all. not at all.
But anyway.
Yeah, so it was fine. So she gets it, and like I'm almost going to come, and I'm like, all right, quick, grab the camera. And we're trying it with the phone first. I'm like, this is never going to work. This phone takes awful pictures in the dark. You need to be fully outside for this camera. And when it does, like on thejamhole.com/Twitter, if you looked at the twit pics of the undercover cop that I took a picture of today.
Was that
like,
serious?
Yeah, that car is always parked all over Summers and Lakeside, always.
And it always has
in
a doll
different
in
places.
It?
It's a dummy, yeah. And if you look at it, if you zoom in on the picture on the side, if you look at the side shot I took, it says decoy on the side. But, dude, I swear to God, I about shit my fucking pants the first time I saw that thing, because I come hauling ass over this hill, and there it is sitting there. I'm like, it breaks, and then I like see, I'm like, this is a Super Trooper dummy.
What the fuck?
I keep going, but and I keep meaning to take a picture of it, and finally it was right next to one of my stops, so I'm like, yeah. And Burger had mentioned, I think it was Burger, he had mentioned that, like, did you tag it with a jam hole sticker? I'm like, dude, I fucking thought
you
about
should
it.
Have.
But I didn't know, like, because they leave it parked out there, right? So I'm thinking, where's the camera? There's got to be a camera monitoring this thing. It can't just be sitting there to, you know, deter speeders. I'm sure there's a camera or something. So I went against my better judgment, and I didn't, you know, put a sticker on it. But I wanted to so bad, and I like, sat there and stared at it. I'm like, where could I put the sticker? I'm like, no, Matt, you're in the work truck. The sticker has your show all over it. Like, that's probably a bad idea. So I didn't.
You
do
should
that.
Have took a Jamhole church sticker and just stuck it on there. Cause he, there's
on the,
no
on the
website.
Other side where they never get into.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been so awesome. I should check to see if the door was unlocked. I would have been having a new ride along buddy. How awesome would that be? Like, we flip the cameras on tonight, and you guys see the dummy just sitting here chilling.
She just robbed that dummy. That'd be awesome.
I know. That would have been so great. Mm. But so, yeah, we got the good camera, and, you know, I took a picture, and it was awesome because it was, I had some semen on the tip of the dick and then a little blood coming out of the stitches. It had, like, all of it in one shot. And then I took a picture top down because, I mean, he paid $10, you know. I'd give him a couple of pictures of it, whatever.
Yeah.
So
that was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Got me a blowjob out of it, so thanks, Newsy.
And $10.
And $10. Fucking A. These are tough. Have I mentioned these are tough economic times we are living in, man?
So $10, you get a picture of Matt's dick.
Yeah,
anybody cares?
Thejamhole.com/donate, man. Yeah. I got more. I got pictures of my dick all day long.
Actually, you know what? Just direct message me. I have pictures of your dick.
Hey, direct message me. I got pictures of her totally naked.
All right, never mind.
Uh huh. It's fun, isn't it?
No, not at all. Yeah, no.
So how's your new job doing?
Oh, it's all right. They're like, you know, they see me, you know, always coming up to the line and stuff, and they're like,
are
okay.
You still just a dish bitch, or are you actually starting to cook and stuff now?
No, I'm cooking.
That's cool. I went in there on what was it, Sunday?
Yeah.
I totally didn't know that Sunday. Like, in
there
Montana...
some Grizz game going
okay,
on.
Check this out. It was a big deal, because in Montana, there's two main colleges. There's U of M, and that's the Grizzlies, and then there's MSU, and that's the Bobcats. And every year, there's a game where the Grizzlies play the Bobcats, and the whole town is, like, split down the middle, right? And one bar will be all Bobcat fans, and one bar will be all Grizzlies fans, and rarely do you find a Bobcat fan at the Grizzly Bar or vice versa, because they get pretty fucking into it. So I walk in thinking it's going to be totally dead because, like, you know, this place had just opened up. They barely started advertising. It's Sunday. I'm like, this place is going to be dead. I'm going to just sit wherever the fuck I want. I'm going to eat, try out their food,
and
I'm going
to leave.
Yeah, no,
there's like 50 people.
I open the door. Wah! I open the door to a roar of Grizzlies, Grizzlies, Grizzlies. Do you see what we just did? That's my team. Do you see what we did? Yeah. I'm like, oh my
fucking
Christ.
It was so great
because
every time they yelled in the kitchen, we'd be like, ah!
Yeah,
dude,
it's
like,
so silly.
We have no idea what they're yelling about. We just want to yell. It's cool.
Okay, it's cool if you have, you know, if your kid is playing in it, or maybe you're an alumni of the college or whatever, which a lot of people are. And, you know, I walked in and I hear all this yelling, and all I see are the colors of the Grizz, that magenta,
yeah,
burgundy red color, and Montana all over, and all these people just getting drunk and eating big old fucking nachos.
Piles of nachos, and like, I was busting out like a fiend.
I bet, dude. You guys were so fucking big. There was one empty table, and I was looking for a small table because I'm by myself.
You got a booth.
There was that was all that was left. I walked all the way to the back because I saw an empty spot.
You're right,
but
in front
there
of the kitchen spot, though, which is kind of cool because I could walk by and see you.
Yeah, and I walked to the back and I see an empty spot, but there was no chairs there. So I walk back and I'm like by myself with my backpack on, just like da 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 da. My girlfriend works here. I want food. Why is there a game on? Cool. And all I see is a booth, and I feel like an asshole doing that. Like, it's me, one person. I don't want to take up a whole booth, especially if they're packed and, you know, a party of four or six could be sitting there,
yeah,
but now they can't because I'm taking it up. And I felt bad about it, but there was literally no place else to sit. Like, that was the last seat in the house.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I look around and I saw the girl that, you know, works with me at the store, and I'm like, can I sit there? I feel like a dick doing it. And she's like, no, it's fine. You know, it's the only place. So I'm like, cool. And I don't know what I was expecting. It's a very limited menu.
Well, they just opened up a month ago.
Right. Well, and Cody said they had changed the menu like five times since they've opened. Since
four times.
She's been there. Yeah. So, but what I got,
just,
you know,
working out the corks on what they want and what they can't, you know, do,
right,
and stuff.
Like, how they can put
how perishable things are, how
quick
things, you know,
how long
are,
their shit can last, and
right,
all that.
Right.
Yeah. So I got a steak sandwich, and it was really good steak, but it was on a focaccia bread, and I'm not into focaccia. It's just too thick, and it always tastes stale to me because it's always hard and crumbly. I don't like it.
I like cheesy focaccia bread. That stuff's the shit.
Yeah, if you can get the cheese to make it a little softer, but I don't like it when,
you
like,
douse
you crack
it in
it.
Garlic butter and then melt the cheese on top of it. It's so
yeah,
good.
Totally. But when you crack it in half,
the fucking rye bread they put on the Reubens.
Well, I didn't know that, and I don't like rye either.
Oh,
but
well,
it was good. And other than, you know, trying to drown out every play, people are like, what were they saying? Something about six, the six pack, or it was like some special play or something. As soon as one person in the bar said it, and they're like twirling around their Grizz shirts and shit, and then everyone started yelling it. I forget, special six or something.
I have no idea. I was not paying attention
at all.
It was
retarded.
I was busy.
But yeah, it was all right.
The only thing is, it sucks. Like, yeah, I was doing a lot of dishes and stuff that day, but the thing is it really wasn't that busy to weed me or anything, because I'm used to, like, you know, $2,600,
well, yeah,
$3,200 an hour.
That's nothing compared to
right,
Dave's.
Not the volume at all, right? And, like, I'm busting out.
But that
out
place
stuff
was capacity. Like, there was no place else to sit. I mean, you could have sat a few more people where I was sitting, but every booth and table was full.
And that's the busiest they will ever be, and that just, like,
because that game only happens once a year.
Well, no, even if they have other games or anything, if even if it's just a regular day and there's that many people in there, that's as busy as it will be.
Yeah, and you handled it, huh?
I'm just like, I like look up and like God shines down from the heavens saying, like, you know, this is for you. And like, it's just so fucking easy because that's as busy as they will ever get.
Yeah, capacity, man.
And like,
and there's a casino, of course. Every fucking bar here has a fucking casino in
it. But it was so funny because, like, I'm busting out dishes, whatever, no big deal. And then, like, they come around the corner and they're like, do you have any more bar glasses? I'm like, nope. And they're like, oh, crap, we're almost out. And I'm like, maybe you should collect some from the tables.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah. And they go around
and
collect
some.
That's a
good idea.
And then they fill up, like, one rack, and I wash it, and then, like, they take it back. And they were almost fucking out. They need to get more bar glasses, more fucking plates.
If that's the mentality of the people working there, though, you will be running that place in no time.
Yeah, well, I work with some really good cooks, too, though, is the thing. I mean, the front of the house isn't the brightest bunch. I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, well, they're all dumb girls, you know, my girl included. They're all dumb. I mean, fuck,
yeah.
Come on.
She's a good person, but well.
Yeah, she's really super nice. She just sucks to work in whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to say any more than that. Anyway.
It's okay. She doesn't listen.
Oh, she's lazy as fuck. Anyway.
I know. She does that work too, dude. Between the two of them, one, the boss's son's new wife is always on the Weight Watchers, or what's it's called, Sparks? Sparks Weight? I forget, but it's a site where you put in your food and it gives you a number and you keep track of these numbers. She's always on that, and then the other girl, Cody, that you work with, is always on MySpace and Facebook, like, constantly, and that's what they do. And then, you know, the phone rings. And they'll both, like, wait to hope the other one will answer it. And that's all they do all
day.
And, I mean, they help customers when they come in. I understand, you know, you're not always busy in a job like that. But, like, that's all they do, dude. You're getting paid to hang out on MySpace and Facebook, which is awesome, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but, like, I work with some really good cooks. Like, the one lady named Gigi or whatever, she managed fucking Scotty's for 13 years. You know, and things like that. And she went to culinary school and all this stuff. She went to cosmetology school and then, like, left because she hates dumb bitches, which is great. And there's another girl that just came out of culinary
another
school.
Another chick that hates herself. Amazing.
Right. there's another chick who just got out of culinary school. She's doing okay. She's the one that I watched flip a burger onto the floor.
That's great. That's
I'm
so
like, wow,
awesome.
Sweet degree, dude.
Hey,
nice skills.
Hey, sick moves. Will you teach me that?
I know.
That's so awesome. Do you have a degree in flipping shit all over the floor?
There's one dude I really like.
Is that a BS?
There's one dude I really like. His name's John, and he owns his own barbecue catering business. And I can relate to that dude a lot. We talk barbecue all fucking day, and it's great because he's like, what did you guys use over at Famous Tales? I want to know, and blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I'll fucking give you recipes.
Yeah, dude, I got
like,
all
you
that shit.
You want to do this?
Just, hey, shh.
Yeah, keep that
keep
on
it on the
down
DL.
Low.
Yeah. For sure.
It's
did
cool,
you
though.
Sign a non-disclosure there about
fuck
the recipe?
No.
Really?
Fuck no. I got all that shit. I know how to make the fucking wild rice soup, the chili,
but
fucking
remoulade. Is it ingredients you can get, or are they specially made ingredients that get ship
no,
to them
they're
like it's just
you can get.
We could go to the store right now and you could make that stuff.
Yes,
really?
Yes,
that's weird.
Yeah,
that's
well,
like
and,
the
and even if you need like Rich and Sassy barbecue sauce, which is Famous Dave shit, they sell it in the fucking stores.
Yeah, I have seen that stuff.
Yeah, so even if you need the corporate spec sauce or whatever, you can get it in the fucking restaurant or in a convenience store or whatever. So
that's kind of weird, because, like, the KFC shit, I remember we did a news story a long time ago when we first started the Jam Hole, and it was about how, like, the KFC secret was, like, in this briefcase, handcuffed to this guy, and, like, super secret with, like, ex-Secret Service military ops following him to transport this shit from their old HQ to the new HQ where it was hidden away and shit. Like, the colonel does not fuck around, dude.
Dude, what was it? Last Christmas, I think. A friend of mine, Stacy, was a prep cook. We went over to her house and we cooked the fucking Famous Dave's chili.
See, Magic Bison knows no one messes with the colonel. You don't, dude. They will kill you. You try to fuck with the colonel's secret recipe, you will be in the dirt, dude. They don't fuck around.
Anyway.
Yeah, and I understand because you're dealing with chicken. Maybe you got to be a little more careful than, you know what I mean.
Right.
You know what I mean. All right, come on.
Anyway, so John's really cool, and he, you know, he's the one who's, like, really cool about it. He's like, you got any dishes left? I'm like, not really. He's like, come over here. And, like, I'm like, sweet. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm going to go downstairs and do shit. You got this? I'm like, I got this. Don't worry about it.
When you say do shit, you mean gamble at the casino?
No. He goes down the prep
oh,
area
okay.
and like does
oh,
some
right,
shit.
Okay.
He was cutting up like, you know, the mushrooms and shit for the soup for tomorrow.
Well, that's cool.
And, you know, and he's like, you know, do you remember how to make some of this shit? I'm like, yeah, if I don't, I'll just yell for you, or I'll look on the wall, because, like, there's the fucking setups and whatever goes on it on the wall.
Trick 206 says, on my cousin's last day there, she peed in the batter. FYI.
Whoa.
That's so awesome.
That's disgusting.
What restaurant are you talking about? Is that KFC? That's fucking...
Friend of mine jerked off in the sauce at Pizza Hut.
I think everyone either has done or knows somebody that has done something vile like that. Like, I think I told this story before. When I worked at Applebee's a long time ago, they got a steak sent back because it was supposed to not have sauce on it. As it was coming back, the dude dropped it on the floor. The cook picks it up off the floor and is like, hey, dish tank. And the dude in the dish tank turns around. He throws the steak to him. Like, doesn't even walk over there. Throws it to him. The dude in the dish tank catches it, drops it on the floor, picks it up, sprays
it
off. Fucking sprays that shit off, tosses it back to the cook. The cook throws it back on the grill, and out it goes. Out it goes, dude. Don't ever send your food back, man. Be nice to those guys, because they are crazy, and they will fuck your shit up.
I will...
You'll be picking out pubic hair out of your mouth.
Since I don't work for Famous Dave's anymore, I have done some shady
of
things like that.
Of course you
I just dropped a slab. I'm not wasting that. Put it right back on the grill.
It don't. I mean, all
there's
the
like
hair...
Someone who's like allergic to cheese or something, and I accidentally cheesed a burger, I'm like, fuck, shit, and I rip the cheese off and go to the sink and fucking pull the cheese off and then throw it back on the grill so it's hot again.
Oh, yeah. Never. And that's... I always cringe when I'm out eating, and it's usually with, like, older people. Like, when we used to go out to eat with my grandparents, or my mom, not so much, but, you know, like, their friends and stuff when we were younger even. I would just cringe when they would get their food and something was messed up and they would send it back, because I'm like...
They're fucking with that shit.
It's going to be worse, dude. You should have ate it as is, because whatever's coming back, man, is not going to be pleasant. It's
I don't know, but anyway,
they don't give a shit. You're paying these people shit fuck all wages, dude. They don't give a fuck. You're eating shit. They don't give a fuck what goes into your mouth, dude. Yeah, it could be their dick with herpes for all you know, dude. They don't give a shit.
And so it was kind of cool today, because, like, one of the cooks that was hired, this was the guy that was actually hired for the cook position. And he just started, like, right after I did. And
Magic Bison says, fresh hairdo parmesan for your parmesan cheese for your steak, ma'am.
Anyway.
That's so gross.
So he's been cooking for a long time. He's 29 years old. And John goes downstairs to prep stuff. And, like, I teach this guy how to fucking do some things.
Does
and
this
I'm
guy
like,
have a degree also?
Yeah, he went
really?
To school for it. Yeah.
Wow.
And I had to teach him how to do stuff. It's whatever. But the kitchen manager, he's like, well, I noticed that you want to be more than what you are right now. I'm like, no shit, really?
No, my whole career was to just get a dishwasher. I finally found a dishwasher position. I've arrived. That's
yeah,
it.
I know, right? So they're slapping
but
me.
But there's people like that, so they have to ask, you know. You don't know.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a chef's coat and stuff every day now because, like, good. I'm over on the line more often than I am in the dish pit.
Well, that's good.
And it's really cool. And closing last night with John was super cool because, like, I started closing down line stuff, and he kind of went over and did dishes and shit, and, like, you know, we just kind of swapped out and, like, did shit.
So they're accepting you, though, into their family? Because some restaurants, like...
Oh, dude, there's
the
a pecking
outsider.
Order. There's a pecking order.
Oh, for
when
sure.
When it comes to cooks. A really big pecking order. And it hasn't been established yet, which I'm very grateful for at the
because
moment.
It's so new, or because they keep getting new cooks?
No, it's because it's still new,
are
and everyone hasn't been established yet.
Are the cooks that are there now, did they open the place with them, or are they, like, second string?
I think Gigi was there in the opening, and Sherry, but I'm not sure about the other ones. John, I know, wasn't. He just got there, like, 3 weeks ago, and... the guy, Eric, I was working with today, today was like his second or third day or something like that. So, you know, that pecking order hasn't set in place yet because everyone's still kind of grasping on who's going to stay there, who's going to put in, and who's
going to
be there, you know, and give it another month, there will be an order.
Well, that's good. Hope and get your ass on the top of that order.
Yeah. I'm competing with somebody who managed a restaurant for 13 years.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
Did she flip shit on the floor?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Is she good?
Yes, she's very good.
Well, that's good then. And you need really, a strong
really,
crew, you
know? No, it's really good to work under her and, like, this guy John, because they have so much experience. And cooks, whenever you work with cooks, we have great stories.
Oh, yeah, I'm
amazing
sure.
Amazing stories. It's like, hey, you see this burn right here?
Yeah.
Fucking got that doing like, this and blah, blah, blah.
Like that part in Jaws where they're, like, showing their scars.
Yeah, dude,
and
no,
she's
we busted
like,
out and we're well, like,
let
you
me
know?
Show you this.
Yeah, know? Yeah, it's just like that with cooks. Like, you know, it's like, well, what have you done? You know, how many digits have you seen come off?
Yeah,
of
it's
day?
Like a respect of some sort. You're getting props while you're in yeah. there. It's like going to jail and showing your bullet wounds or your teardrops. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I killed this many people and raped
it
them
was cool,
and
though,
ate their brains.
I was talking to John. I'm like, how many digits have you seen people cut off? And he's like, actually none.
Awesome.
And I'm like, really? He's like, have you? I'm like, fucking three, dude.
I've seen him come and I've seen him go, man.
And he's like, how? And like, I, you know, I explain how, and it's just, he's like, holy
going
shit.
Like this, like, hey.
No.
Oh, oh God!
That, too, and trying to catch knives when you drop it. That's
yeah, that,
smart.
No, that's a big no. Like,
yeah,
your first reaction is to, like, want to catch it, but then you, like,
no,
grab the
you
blade.
You drop it,
and
you pretend like you're getting fucking robbed. You're like, ah!
Yep. Yeah, fucking hands off, man. Hands off.
Yep. That's exactly
well,
what
that's
you
cool.
Do.
While you were at work, I was trolling some live video. I have a complaint.
You dirty whore.
I have a huge fucking complaint
you're
with live video.
You're cheating on Ustream.
No, not at all. I love Ustream for doing our show,
you,
definitely.
You know what? You got a side bitch.
I will never...
Cool.
What? I will never again do our show on live video. Like, Ustream is such higher quality with this Flash Media Encoder. There's...
Yeah.
Live video cannot compete. The only reason I'll use live video is if we're all hanging out after a show or it's not an actual show. So I can see you all and you all can see me. That is the only time I'll use live video. Or I'm trolling for tail. Now, I have some beef. If...
I do like guys jerking it on
did
live
did you
video.
Find guys jerking it?
I always find guys jerking
that's
it.
Bullshit, man.
What?
Okay, if you're a fucking cam whore on live video and I find your live show by typing in titties and I type in
no
titties and hit enter and I come to your live show because I typed in titties and hit enter and that's what came back and I come into your room and I'm like, okay, so where's the titties? And you kick me? You don't kick me. Because I searched for titties, and your show is what I found. So, where are the titties? Don't be like, oh, titties just to get hits, you fucking whores. I got kicked like 3 times, dude. I'm like, go in. I'm like, so, that's cool and all, but where's the titties? Kick.
I don't even search for that
you
shit.
You know
I just
who
go
I
in.
Am?
Listen, you just go into the 18 and up thing.
That's where
and
I was.
Listen, shut up, listen. And then you fucking scroll and find the ones that just started like 37 seconds ago or like 2 minutes ago and stuff like that. The ones that don't have pictures and you just click on them and usually it's something good.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
I'm pissed, dude. That's fucking bullshit. Don't be like, oh, because
usually they don't have any tags on them or anything. The good ones don't have any tags. I'm telling you right now.
That's then how does people find your shit?
You troll it.
I don't have time for that shit, dude. I'm trying
to
jerk
off. I can find you somebody jerking
it
right
now. I'm
trying
to jerk off this much of my dick because that's all I can fucking touch without it hurting. And you guys are kicking me because I'm like, search for titties, titties. Here's your room. Hey, can I see titties? No. Well, then why are you putting titties? That's bullshit. I fucking hate
I'm sorry.
That. I was so pissed.
I've seen a full-on orgy on a live video.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was one chick and three dudes.
That's all right. I can get into that.
That's pretty crazy.
They plow some shit. They
yeah.
wreck those bitches. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
So I was not pleased about that.
I always find dudes jerking it on or live video.
Well, and I'm sure there's more dudes jerking it than there are chicks, because a chick can go anywhere in real life, you know, real video, and be like, titties, who wants to fuck me? And she'll have dudes lining up. But if a dude goes into real life, like any real situation, and is like, here's my dick, who wants to suck it? You're going to jail.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit. You guys want fucking equal rights for chicks. We can vote and stuff. Like, then fucking act equal. Don't put me in jail because I want to get my dick sucked, but then you can go out and be like, who wants to eat snatch? Nah. That's bullshit. I'm not pleased about
that.
Not fucking pleased.
Yeah.
So, Before we get in some news stories here, we did finally get the surgery video documentary up. If you go to thegemhole.com, it is the latest post. It will be until, you know, this show goes up. If you are subscribed, if you go to thegemhole.com, if you're new, Trick, Magic Bison, if you guys are new, you see there's a big, you know, thing that says subscribe, a little icon with the RSS icons and the iPod Touch. Click that. It'll open up iTunes automatically if you have it installed. You can subscribe to the show there. If you are subscribed, you will have gotten a video formatted for the iTouch or the iPod video, or you can watch it in iTunes. Really good quality. That's the full 32-minute, I believe, documentary. Also, if you go on that post and you scroll down, I embedded a YouTube playlist of all four sections because, you know, YouTube only allows up to 10 minutes. So McNally, KeithCourage.com, he had to chop it up into four different sections. So the first one is the morning of going up to when they're wheeling her away. The second one starts out in the guts.
In the guts.
In the guts. In the fucking thick of her Nickelodeon guts. The third one is afterwards, her waking up and stuff. And then the fourth one
not
is...
happy.
Yeah, not fucking
not
pleased.
Happy.
You were about as not pleased waking up as I was getting kicked for finding titties.
It was great. I'm like, so...
But holy shit, yeah. Dude. I gotta say, man, I've watched it a couple times now. McNally... Bravo, dude. That shit looks beautiful, dude. You are an amazing video editor, dude. Props to Keith McNally, KeithCourage.com. If you go to KeithCourage.com, it's the latest post up on his XO podcast. If you go to thejamhole.com/Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, I made a Vimeo account. It's on there. Thejamhole.com/YouTube, the clips are up there. The Vimeo is the whole 32-minute one. The YouTube, like I said, they're the actual 10-minute clips. Thejamhole.com/forums, I put them up there. They're everywhere. So if you haven't seen it yet, don't sleep on that shit.
If you want to see inside my awesome Nickelodeon guts,
if you want to see the
yeah.
fucking sack of disgusting, nasty evil they pulled out of her fucking guts, dude, I gotta say, man, damn. That is, dude, you are, what are you, how are you growing that kind of shit, man? That is F.
You know, I grow the best.
Holy shit, McNally from Canada says, did you guys notice how when the doctor was describing Danny's organs, he gave each one a yank? I don't know if he really had to do that. And I know. I was listening just to hear you guys clap for me. I'm fucking pathetic. McNally, yeah! Woo! Fucking right on, dude. But yeah, and I noticed that when I was kind of, when she let me, she's like, you gotta look at a little of this. I'm like, I really don't want to watch it. And she's like, just watch a little bit. And he's like, here's this and that. And he's like in there with the fucking laparoscopic tool, like grabbing him, dude.
Thing.
They're like alligator roach clips, dude. And he's like, chomp, moving shit. He's like, here's this, and here's the stomach
that
and the liver.
Really tough in there. I mean,
it is,
it's,
but
it's not dainty.
That's,
I mean,
the same tool he was using that was sparking the shit up. I would have been worried that he's like, and here's the uterus. Like,
oh,
oh
shit.
Cut the camera, cut the camera. Go to commercial. Go to commercial. But yeah, that came out so fucking awesome.
That thing, dude, every time I see it when like it's the beginning of it and you can just see the difference between my left and right ovary.
Yeah, dude, amazing.
Like the left ovary was the size of my uterus. It was bigger than my fist, dude. It was fucking huge. I was just like, yeah, that's disgusting. And it looks like I don't know, like something just
disgusting,
like a pig bladder or something.
I don't know what to compare it to, but if any of you females are going through that, you now have from start to during to after recovery documentary of what it is going to be like firsthand from the cow's mouth. Sorry,
whoa,
that was a bad metaphor.
That was
from the horse's mouth.
That's a bad
any
metaphor,
better?
Too. No.
From the whore's mouth. No.
From my hot, beautiful, awesome girlfriend co-host mouth. Right?
All
That's
right.
That's what you meant to say, right?
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Blowjob later?
What?
That's what I meant. So,
fuck you.
You can see it. It's up there. It's everywhere. Just check it out. If you're on YouTube, if you have an account, you know, rate it. Leave a comment. Subscribe to our stuff. Let us know you liked it. It's free. no charge for that. If you like that and you want to see our live audience show, at the beginning of the surgery video, there's a little clip of, you'll see us like kind of applauding and shit with the Jamhole banner. That was from our first live audience show, thejamhole.com/250. Also put together by McNally.
Yeah.
I gotta say, man, thank you so much for that. You do awesome work, for
sure.
He's
the man when it comes to video editing.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Absolutely. I couldn't have done
it. I did enjoy the classical music behind
my
shit.
Yeah, it's so perfect to it, dude. It's so brilliant.
It's great, because when we were looking up that stuff on YouTube last night, there are some things here and there of,
but
like, cystectomies.
There's no audio to them. It's like,
there's no real editing skill in it at all. It's just like, at the beginning, it's like,
it's just this person, and
this doctor's removing it, and blah, 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 and then it shows the shit, and it's over.
It's like if we would have just uploaded to YouTube what your doctor gave us, minus the audio.
Yeah.
This, you actually get to know a little bit about Danny. You get to, like, see the nervousness and the pain on her face, and then you see her go in and just being like, oh, fuck, and then you see her waking up, like, the camera cuts on her.
It looked totally cool, like, right going out. They're wheeling me out. I'm like, bye, later.
Yeah,
whatever,
later.
You know,
and then
cool.
You see her right as she's waking up, just like, oh, fuck.
That was actually 2 hours after I woke up.
It
after
looks
eight
like,
shots of Dilaudid later, because I was pissed.
You were. It looks like you just woke up, dude.
Well,
it's
no,
brutal.
I was
brutal.
Heavily sedated.
Hamburger
for that.
Time. Hamburger
I was
time.
Seriously so heavily sedated to be
Say
even
it.
Seen by people. I had
Say
to
it.
Be.
Say hamburger time.
Hamburger time.
Brutal.
Okay. Anyway, that sucked, dude. I had to sit in there alone, and, like, I was crying and freaking out the whole time, and took a lot of drugs to get me to be able to even talk to somebody, so.
McNally from Canada says, I also like how you can hear the happiness coming back into Danny's voice as the days pass. It's like watching her come back to life. It
yeah.
is, totally. Like, it's
the
it's
first
not...
day home, I'm like, everything really hurts really bad. I don't want to cough. I don't want to move. I don't want to sneeze. And, like, my voice is just really low. And then, like, the next day it gets a little better. The next day it gets a little better. Like, a week later, I'm like, woo!
Yeah, you can totally see the healing process in action. So,
yeah.
Thejamhole.com, it's on the feed if you're subscribed there. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. KeithCourage.com. Thejamhole.com/Vimeo. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Did I say that? And thejamhole.com/forums. It's
right.
everywhere. It's
'Kay.
All over the place. So find it, rate it, subscribe, love it, watch it,
you know,
learn
if
it.
I had to do it again, I would probably do it again as long as they promised me that they would keep me out until they pulled that tube out.
So someone was asking earlier, have you gotten that to your doctor yet? Because he seemed really interested
no.
in wanting to see it.
I'm kind of worried to give it to him because of all the cursing and shit in it.
Well, just be like, have you listened to the show yet?
No, he has not.
Okay, just be like, you know, we do. We're,
like, this is
we're,
a lot of crude humor,
just
dude.
Just be like, dude, we're all adults here. We don't go to church. I'm going to leave it at that. So, no, I think he'll get over it. I mean, if my mom watches this and can get over the cursing, I think your
Did
doctor.
Did she watch it?
The video?
Yeah.
I showed her the link earlier when I was fixing the feed. So
oh, cool.
I think she watched it.
Hmm.
But I'm just saying, you know, if she can get over that, he'll appreciate seeing it. Because it is, it's really well done. It looks professional. Like, we could have made this as an actual documentary and
yeah.
sold it to a company. Like, it's professional like that. And I can appreciate that, because if you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube, we have almost 100 videos up. There's, like, 26 emo poetry episodes, which is me doing spoken word poetry. There's a bunch of, you know, behind-the-scenes jam hole stuff. There's a bunch of us just fucking around. And, like, I edited all that stuff with Windows Movie Maker. And for those, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minute clips, that takes me a while to do, dude. I couldn't imagine putting together our 250 show, which was an hour. This documentary, which was over, you know, 32 minutes long. I couldn't imagine editing that shit, dude.
I know, it's ridiculous.
There was so much footage to go through. When I put my videos together, it's like 2 files at the most. And I'm like, transitions and the intro and this, and you gotta get just right. And granted, he's using better software than Windows Movie Maker.
Much.
But, you know, it takes time, and you have a very steady hand when it comes to that, man. Very impressive. So
yeah.
Definitely check out that stuff. We put a lot of hard work and effort into it. McNally spent a lot of time putting it together for us.
I
We're
got
really,
some guts ripped out.
Are you proud
it.
Of it? Are you?
I'm
is
proud
this
of
something
it.
That you can be like, I'm proud of this. We made this. This
yeah.
is cool.
Good. Yeah, me too.
I got my guts taken out for, you know.
And you'll be able to see that for the rest of your life. We have it saved in 20 different fucking places.
I remember being a kid and my grandmother had knee surgery and I got to watch that because they did it with a laparoscopy.
Burger says, I think your doctor will like the video. I think he will too.
Yeah, I mean, he sees who I am. And he's gotten to know me a little better over time.
Yeah.
And I'm a sarcastic asshole.
Yeah.
You know,
bitch,
and he laughs with me and stuff, so I think he'll be okay.
I think so, too. And he I got to hand it to your doctor. He is very good with those tools because that takes some hard work, dude. I couldn't imagine, like, first of all, you're not even seeing it firsthand. You're watching it through a screen. And then it's like, it reminds me of when you lock your keys in your car and you're going in through the window with the hanger.
Yeah, the
like
lockout
how
kit.
It's just like how it moves, you know, like you go down, it goes up. And like, I couldn't imagine ripping apart someone's ovary, let alone there's a part in there where he's putting the tumor in the baggie. Mm-hmm. And like, that's so amazing to me. Like, you open the baggie and he's putting it in with these two alligator clips. Dude, they're like two big roach clips.
I know.
And he's just like stuffing it in there and then yanks it out. And oh man, it's brutal. It's brutal. Hamburger time.
It is pretty cool. I want to go by and give him a copy of
it. We'll burn it to a CD, and I assume he has a computer. It'll play on pretty much anything. So
yeah,
it's awesome, man. You guys gotta check it out. We're really proud of it. And like I say, KeithCourage.com, show McNally some love. TheJamHole.com/donate. Kick us a few bucks if you got any spare change left in your PayPal account after donating to all these other podcasts you listen to. We'll take your change. We're not above that.
No.
Change.
I need change.
All right. Well, do you remember a while ago we did a news story about Kick a Ginger Day? Do you guys remember that?
I do.
Well, guess what time of year it is?
What?
Kick a Ginger Day time! Woo!
But this, I didn't know you.
Every day is Kick a Ginger Day.
Dude, it's November. I wasn't hanging out with you in November.
November.
I wasn't hanging out with you in November, and
no,
I remember doing this story.
You do remember?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, I think this is messed up. It's because the South Park episode came around
with
the Ginger Day thing.
Exactly.
And that's when we did a story
about
it. Kids
are actually doing it.
Because there was a picture of a kid holding onto his knee or some shit.
Burger says, going back to the doctor, I bet the doctor trained on a game system. What's
probably
that game for the Nintendo DS? Fuck, where you gotta, like, cut the things and you have your different tool. True surgery or... Fuck! I have it, too. Trauma something. Trauma center. Trauma center. It's called trauma center. Thank you. But, yeah, you could totally train on that. Like, I could take out things that I've done on the game and stitch and whatnot. About 24 kids at Burlington Central Elementary School were suspended late last week after allegedly taking part in Kick a Ginger Day, which, if you do not know, encourages people to kick those with red hair.
And freckles.
And freckles. Those suffering from gingivitis. But parents of some of those disciplined say the school's tactics for punishing the children, letting the gingers kick them, which included a police presence and naming those who would be suspended out loud at an assembly, are out of line.
I think that's pretty funny.
Well, some teachers and parents are not into that when they get disciplined in front of all the other kids. Like, they think disciplining should be done behind closed doors.
No.
But I think, yeah,
you should be ashamed of that shit, you little bastard.
That's right.
It's like,
fucking gingers.
You walk away with your head all down.
What are you talking
about? Well, if you're being punished for something, you should be ashamed.
Well,
that's just where I'm getting at with it.
God hates
regardless
gingers.
Of
what can I say?
Gingers or whatever.
November 20th has been called Kick a Ginger Day, a nod to a 2005 episode of South Park in which characters wage violence against redheads. I know, that's where it started.
Same thing.
After the Spectator started making inquiries to school officials about the incident yesterday, at least two parents were called and told their children could return to school today, but be separated from their classmates. It's unclear whether the suspensions have been officially lifted. So, do kids really do that? Because I can see it as, like, a joking around thing. Like, you have red hair, kick you. But are kids, like, seriously, like, drop kicking, crane, karate kid kick style?
Know,
like,
killing these gingers by
check
a fucking...
Check this out. When my brother was a little kid, and we moved up here when he was 10 years old, okay?
He was a ginger?
No.
Oh.
Not
God.
At all.
Not only would you have hoarder blood, but you would have ginger blood.
We've always and had brown hair and blue eyes.
Deadly
okay?
combination.
Weird. Anyway, he was, I guess, playing around or something and wanted to play a joke on some girl. And when she was sitting
he
down...
He gave her AIDS. Oh,
no.
Sorry.
He had a sharpened pencil and put the pencil right underneath her as she sat Ooh, down.
Whoa.
She had lead stuck in her ass cheek.
I bet.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, I mean, that kids, like, just wanting to play a joke sometimes don't realize
right.
how bad it's going to be.
And kids imitate what they see all the fucking time. You know, I mean, if I had a nickel for every kid I saw that was a crack addict because, you know, they learned it from watching their parents. Fuck.
It's like the whole thing with, like, in cartoons and stuff, you put down a thumbtack in the teacher's chair or something.
Ha, 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 ha. Funny. Or, funny. Like, the whole pull the chair out when someone sits down.
Yeah.
When I
that
first,
sucks.
When I first started working where I work at Delivering Water, I did that to Cody, and I felt so bad, because not only did I pull it out from under her, but once I saw that she was going down, I tried to push it back under her, too late, rammed it right into her back, dude. I felt so bad, but it was so fucking funny, though, dude. It was so funny. She hit hard, dude.
Oh,
it was
my
so
God,
funny.
You're an asshole.
I didn't think she would sit down. Don't you look before you leap and also before you sit?
I always just grab the chair. And then sit down.
Yeah, something. Because I've had that done to me, and I always look before I sit down. You never know what you're going to sit on.
I don't lean back in chairs anymore. I was sitting in a casino, and I was leaning back, and I just fucking douche right over, and I, like, dropped everything.
That will happen.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Mary Dilly, school trustee for the ward, which encompasses Central School, said it was her understanding 24 to 28 kids were suspended after ganging up on about 4 kids and kicking them. That's
fucked 28 up. Kids against 4 gingers?
And I know, that's like one real kid, dude. That's fucked. Those are not good odds. She said that in her mind, criminal charges should be laid and that the kids should be suspended for 5 days and write an essay on something such as the Holocaust. Let's compare Kick a Ginger Day to the Holocaust. Good, teacher, good. Fucking stupid. Ask me why your kids are retarded. Because our teachers are retarded.
Yeah.
But parents of a couple kids who were suspended say their kids were not involved in any malicious actions. Quote, basically, they were called guilty in front of all their peers before there was any kind of investigation, anything. This lady's 13-year-old daughter was suspended. She says grade 7 and 8 classes were called to an assembly at the end of the day Friday, at which point they were told what had been happening and names were read aloud of those who needed to stay behind. The kids were suspended for 5 days. If I was one of those kids whose name would have gotten read, I would have, like, stood up and bowed and been like, thank you. No, you're too kind. You're too kind. Thank you.
Nice vacation for Kick a Ginger Day.
I know. Like, oh, don't suspend me, please.
Yeah, my assistant principal, Mr. Gilliland, he actually got to the point to where he refused to suspend me anymore and give me in-school suspensions, the ISS. Or you had to sit in the class.
Sucks.
And I'm like, God damn it. He's like, I know your ways.
We used to get Saturday school, and I fucking hated that.
Oh, I never got Saturday school. I refused to go. I'm like, fuck that.
Well,
my parents were like, I'm not driving you on the weekend.
The first couple of times, my parents were cool about being like, yeah, we're going out of town that day, and I got out of it. But like the third or fourth time, they're like, you're going. I'm like, God damn it. It sucks so bad because all you do is sit there like, all right. Totally just sitting here now, like, you're not doing anything. You're not learning a lesson at all. You're just plotting on how you're going to not get caught next time, you know?
Well,
it's so stupid.
I perfected the art of falling asleep with my head against the wall looking like I was looking down reading something.
Or just draw eyes on your eyelids.
No, I just look like this.
That's like, stupid.
It was great. No, it was awesome. The lady's name, she was this big black woman with huge titties. Her name was Miss Jackson.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
It was so great. She was like, Miss Wynn, what you doing here again? Like, all the time.
One more again. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, it was so great.
They're almost turning this into, like, hate crime, though. It's a joke. It's funny. I mean, it's not if you're the ginger, but, you know, dye your hair, right? Can you just dye your hair? Not
see the pale skin and freckles.
Get a fucking tan. Go outside.
They
for
can't
fuck's sake.
Tan. They can't tan.
Can they fake tan?
No. Well,
bullshit.
They can fake tan, but you'll still see all the freckles and shit, and it'll look really stupid.
All you need to do then is get the eyedropper tool in Photoshop and eyedrop a freckle and then just clone that over the rest of your body. Instant tan. Done.
Anyway,
learn.
No, gingers can't tan because if they go outside, they just fucking burn.
They are burst into flames and die an awful fiery demise.
Like, seriously.
That's awful.
You know how I went out fishing that one day for like 12 hours and I came back just blistered to fuck?
Yep.
That's what they look like after 2 hours outside, okay?
Cram Cougar says, ginger, isn't opie a more socially acceptable word? UV challenged, as I like to call them. And now her 13-year-old that we were talking about, daughter, has become jaded about her school and police, as well as being called names on Facebook from other kids for her perceived role in the day.
That's cyberbullying. You're going to go to jail.
Maybe you should have knocked her in the mouth beforehand when she was fucking up, before she got to this jaded existence that you now know as your daughter.
Right.
This is another perfect example of parents just not disciplining their children.
Discipline.
That's what happens. You're a rack of discipline. You're a discipline. Yeah. Discipline your goddamn kids and this shit wouldn't fucking happen. All right. Well, moving on from that, let's kick it up a notch. From Kick a Ginger Day, North Maples, Kick a Jew Day.
All right.
Now, I don't know what this is based on. I didn't see this South Park episode. But this is in Naples. 10 North Naples middle school students were suspended last week after district officials said they participated in Kick a Jew Day.
Cram Cougar says, what do you call a girl with two black eyes? And Trick 206 says, Rihanna.
All right, yeah. So, I guess Kick a Jew Day is better than, like, Kill All the Jews Day, right? Or,
right.
Like, Cook a Jew Day. It's better than that.
Yeah.
So, you know, take the good, take the bad.
Yeah.
District spokesman Jill Landon says, student told the dean of students at dismissal on Thursday that she was kicked because it was Kick a Jew Day. You know, should have picked a better religion. You don't hear Kick a Christian Day. I mean, every day should be Kick a Christian Day.
Every day should
be Christian Day. Let's be honest here. But, you know.
Or Catholic.
And that, you know how Jews are. They're all, like, high and mighty with their little Jew hats and their little Jew noses. And they're like, oh, I'm rich. I don't have to do anything. Yeah, you get kicked, you know. That happens.
Yeah.
Don't be so fucking snide. The following morning, Principal Margaret Jackson, Principal Miss Jackson, addressed the entire student body on the morning news regarding the incident, reviewing the Code of Student Conduct. Right here, Section 2, Paragraph B, Line 3, says distinctively, do not kick any of the Jewish children. That's where our school gets all of our funding.
So can I kick the Amish children?
Amish children aren't allowed to go to school, actually.
Can I kick the Catholic children?
Yes.
Okay, can I kick the
Christians?
But you
have to say Hail Mary when you're doing it.
No. They can do that while they're getting kicked.
You could kick the Muslim children, but they probably explode when you do. So I would maybe steer clear of that. Explaining why what had happened was wrong. Oh, really? Principal, explain to all of us why kicking a Jew or any person for that matter is wrong.
Right.
Are you kidding? Ask me why your kids are stupid. Because their teachers are stupid. Fucking the need to respect one another and possible consequences. You know, respect one another like the Jews in Hollywood respect everybody else, right? Okay.
Right.
Jackson's asked that anyone with information on the incident come to the office and speak with her or the assistant principal as they investigated the incident. She also said to keep in mind that snitches get stitches. As a result, the district determined that 10 students should be punished. This is a little better numbers than 24 from the last story.
Yeah.
The students received a one-day in-school suspension, which was served today. The parents of the 10 students were also called, and conferences with the parents followed the phone calls. Parents of the students who were kicked were also notified of what happened. The parents were like, oy vey, we went through this when we were in school. You think we would learn? Landon said, until further notice, the school will focus the first 20 minutes of each day on character traits, beginning with respect and kindness.
What?
Oh, man, I would be so pissed if I was just, you know, a random kid in that school that had nothing to do with this.
Like, yeah. This is your fault. This is now kick a kid who kicked a Jew day. You're all getting kicked. I'm pissed.
Yeah, I'd probably go around kicking Jews, too.
Yeah, well
you know, so I don't like the Jew nose. I don't like the dark, curly, greasy hair. I just can't, I don't know. Can't
racist.
Do
this one tonight, man. I'm telling you,
you
racist.
Don't you don't know me. Fuck you.
Homeroom teachers will speak with the students about these traits and will focus on bullying prevention, he said. Videos on the topic will be sought out and used as part of the training. Oh, we should totally make a FYI bullying Jew video. That'd be so awesome. David Barkley, South Area Counsel for the Florida Anti-Defamation League, said the organization had been made aware of the incident. Uh-oh. Quote, here it is. You are talking about an incident that has anti-Jewish bias, if not anti-Semitism. Oh, snap! You have Jewish students being singled out, harassed, and assaulted. I'm sorry.
So? You know what? Kids are kids. They're going to beat each other up and shit, dude. I wasn't like any kind of weird race or anything when I grew up in school, and other white kids would come over and try and beat me up and stuff. And like, you know, black kids would try and beat white kids up. White kids would try and beat black kids up. Fucking whatever. They do that. Kids do that. They kick each other.
Yeah.
They tackle each other. They push each other too fucking
just because
hard to
they happen
to piss the other one off.
Just because they happen to pick on the ones with the stupid hats. Like,
right.
Hey, I didn't know they
were
Jewish.
Oh, this is racist. No, they're not fucking racist. They're kids, you retard.
I didn't know you were Jewish. I just didn't like your stupid hat.
Yeah,
and your,
I thought
and
I was
your
kinda gay.
Weird
what?
Nose. And you're always so fucking self-righteous. And just because you're rich.
You hoard your lunch money. What the fuck?
That was racist.
No, it wasn't. What are you talking about? Are you okay? Matt, are you cool?
Oh my god, you hoard your lunch money. Oh man.
It's cool. Let's move on, please, before
dude.
I get shot.
Brilliant.
I don't know if our neighbors are Jewish and they can fucking hear us.
I doubt it. If the allegations are true, it is possible these students violated Florida's new anti-bullying law enacted after Kick a Ginger Day. And if students were physically assaulted, it could rise to the level of criminal conduct. Yes, please. Press charges.
Against kids.
Rabbi James Perman of Temple Shalom Assalamu Alaikum in North Naples called the situation alarming. Quote, I can tell you this. I haven't seen anything like it in my 17 years in Naples. No child deserves this kind of treatment, he wrote
in
an email. Naples, yeah.
This
Naples,
is in Florida?
Uh-huh. Their parents are understandably outraged. So far, it seems that the school system has taken appropriate measures, and we applaud their efforts. At this point, teaching sensitive awareness is more important than punishing anyone. Please turn our kids into a bunch of big, giant pussies. Thank you.
Yay.
Quote, beyond that, there are critical issues for the entire Jewish community and beyond. Is this happening in the workplace, too? Like, the kids are getting kicked at school, the parents are getting kicked at work. Like, there's a huge...
I'm going to find the Jew at my place when I go back to work after my day off and just kick him.
You'd be lucky.
It's my boss.
You'd be lucky we're not putting you in ovens still, huh? That's right. Lucky you own most of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And hey, write better TV shows, okay? Fuck. Running out of good shit to watch. So anyway, yeah, this is a big problem. Harassment, threatening, insulting, dehumanizing gestures, use of data or computer software or written, verbal, or physical conduct directed against a student or school employee that places a student or school employee in reasonable fear of harm to his or her person or damage to his or her property, especially the Jews, among other things. So,
they're
that sucks
kids.
For them.
It's not,
I know it. And that's what's so funny.
I don't see
it
being racist at all. It's just kids being kids. I mean, dude, there was a kid in my high school who fucking knocked the assistant principal off of his golf cart and ran over a kid he didn't like with his golf cart.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Cram Cougar says, like Seinfeld, that show strokes. What's with that airline food? What a homo sexer. I know.
It's so lame.
Stupid.
But like, they tried to pin that on race. The dude, you know, driving over the other dude with the golf cart.
It's like, I just didn't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing new. He could have been white, black, yellow, brown, purple. I don't give a fuck. He was a douche.
Yeah.
Stop being a douche. That's
Sometimes
all.
Sometimes people just don't like other people. It doesn't have anything to do with race.
And maybe the Jewish kids tend to be a little more snotty than the non-Jewish kids. You know? What do you do?
They hide their quarters in the ass when the big kids come up to get their lunch money.
All right.
You know?
Well, speaking of kids doing messed up junk, check this shit out.
I'm ready.
39-year-old Thousand Oaks man has been arrested for reportedly paying teens.
39 years old? That's not a kid.
Well, he's paying teenagers
kids.
Spit in his face.
Hot.
Slap him.
Hot.
And yell profanities at him.
Oh, sexy.
Ventura County Sheriff's Department has been told today.
You nasty, disgusting fuck.
Is that illegal?
I don't know, man.
Newsy paid me $10 for a picture of my dick. Is that...
Are you a whore?
Maybe.
Is that prostitution?
If I would have been like, I'll give you $10 to spit on me, I don't... Like that's,
I don't get that.
Is it because they're kids though? Like that's just a whole level of creepy that takes that
I think
encompasses
that's the creepy factor there.
It depends on motive then, right?
Hey, like, 13-year-old, come spit in my face and yell obscenities at me.
Okay, so you turn him around. If he's pitching a tent, arrest him. But if not, then who gives a shit, right?
I don't know.
I mean, if he's getting off on this, obviously we can't have that happening. But if he's not, if he's just like, I'm so bored and I'm rich, who gives a shit? Charles Hurt.
I would be blowing my mind with cocaine.
Jesus.
That's
Christ.
More
you
fun
would be
than
so
spit in the face.
You would be so dead if
no,
you were rich.
No, I can
rich.
Do it in moderation.
Remind me to hire a Jew to handle our money when we ever get
You're
some.
You're going to need to hire a Jew to handle my cocaine.
Charles Hurtsell, who was arrested on child annoyance charges and released on his own recognizance, reportedly sought out young male Westlake High students on the MySpaces. Quote, it didn't take long for word to spread among local teens that they could get paid to spit in a man's face. Teens also reported that Hurtsell asked them to blank and blank on him. Front and the back.
What?
What comes out the front?
Pee.
And what comes out the back?
That's gross.
That's poo. So is this sexual?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Go to jail.
Very
go
sexual.
To fucking jail, you sick fuck.
It just reminds me of not another teen movie.
Yeah, that's
I would be honored to take a dump on your chest.
Fuck yes. So yeah, the teens reported that he asked them to pee and poo on them. Actually, it says urinate and defecate, because we're proper newspaper.
Right.
He was arrested Wednesday after an undercover sting operation at the Westlake Promenade Mall, where he paid a teen $31 to spit in his face. What the fuck is going... Where do you have money to be blowing, paying kids to take a dump on you, dude? We're struggling like fuck up here. We have to watch what the fuck we buy at the grocery store just so we can make it to the next paycheck, and you're blowing money on having kids spitting on you? What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong?
I don't
You know,
understand.
If this world doesn't end in 2012, I am going
like
to end it.
Buffalo Bill or whatever, you know?
Rub they put the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
I mean, people
and
do
poop
weird
on,
shit.
Poop on me while you're at it.
People do weird shit.
Well, let's talk about some weird shit people do. A mother is expecting her 14th child, okay? Ugh. So that means she's had 13 other kids, right?
Why is anyone still fucking her? Her shit's not intact.
Why is anyone still fucking anything? I don't get it.
Why would you fuck
well,
a loose, empty...
Bleh. She has vowed to keep having children until she has twins. I'm gonna just keep... Now, I'm okay with that as long as when you give birth, you see that, okay, this is obviously not twins, you kill it. And then you can have another one and try again. But no, if you're fucking stockpiling kids like this is some fucking sweatshop union, uh-uh. I am not cool with that at all. Sarah Foss, 39, already picks up 50,000 pounds in benefits every year. That's almost $75,000 every year just on her 13 kids.
Jesus. Well, she's running a fucking farm of babies.
Until she has twins. What if you never have twins? You're gonna have like 80 fucking kids. God, that pisses me off so bad. So bad. You know, if I was the dad, I would
knock her out with ether and or chloroform, and I would shove one of the ones that was just born back up in there so that when she gives birth, two of them pop back out. And be like, finally, I can stop fucking you. I can stop throwing my hot dog
down in New Mexico
down your hallway
to get a baby that was just born, and they'll just tell you you had twins.
Are you just selling them? Is that it? Is that the deal here?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Now, that's a good idea. I could get behind that. She said, quote, all I've ever wanted is twins or triplets. It's my biggest wish, and I'm going to keep trying until I do it. What the fuck, dude? What goes wrong in a woman's brain that makes her want twins? Like, have you ever raised one child? I mean,
Chickadee
obviously.
Chickadee says she should see the doctor that did the Octomom then.
No shit.
Like, you want twins? Here, I'll give you fucking
quadruplets
or whatever.
I don't understand that. Like, raising kids is hard. You know how hard it is to raise one kid. Imagine raising two. Like, fuck that noise.
Nah,
no fucking way. Unless you're rich and you can, I mean, obviously, in the UK, they pay you to have kids, which is kind of effed, but, you know, who are we to judge? Quote, it would be fantastic. No, it wouldn't. In fact, I won't stop trying until I've done it. I love having babies. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. Your vagina begs to differ. And so does your husband and anyone else that has to put their dick anywhere near you. That's so... Could you imagine that? That just...
No, it's disgusting.
That's so gross, dude. That's like... Oh, that's so nasty. Clown car pussy, dude, again. What the
clown
fuck is wrong
pussy.
With people? That's so fucked up, dude. A body is a temple, not a fucking factory. It's like that Pink Floyd The Wall thing where the kids just go in the meat grinder and come out just... It's what this is.
Ew.
Sperm just goes in her twat and come out all... Miss Foss of Derby was 16 when she had her first baby back in 86. Of course she was. But traumatized by giving birth, she vowed not to have any more children. Should have stuck with that.
Yeah, maybe.
It was a decade before she changed her mind and had a second son. She has almost averaged one birth a year.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You're not giving your body any time to recuperate
at all. You must look like the fucking skeleton, dude. I'll make the same joke I made when we first did the Octomom story. That doctor probably just cesarean section. What's it called? C-section. Put in a zipper. Fuck it. Just put in a zipper. Oh, time to have another baby. Zip. Here you go. Zip. All right. Time to have another baby. Zip. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Get a job. Hey, here's an idea. Get a job.
Maybe, yeah. That
having
would
be babies, not a job.
Ew.
Fuck.
Well, if you're having them like that, I guess it's become like a job.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're almost at 7 billion people on this planet. You're not helping the cause, okay? We're trying to actually limit how many people because I don't know if you know this or not also, but we can't just keep... overpopulating this place. It will get to a point where everything goes pop.
Yeah.
Like your vagina. And that is fuck, dude. I don't want to be part of this fucking apocalyptic afterlife that you put us in because I want to have twins. Oh, God, I need twins so bad. I like how it feels when one baby comes out of my twat. I can imagine what two feels like. Oh, and where does it stop? Then, oh, I'm not going to stop till I have triplets. Oh, I'm not going to stop till I have quintuplets. Oh, I'm not going to stop till I have septuplets. Where does it end?
When she dies.
I'm going to kill her. Do we have any UK listeners?
You know
will
what's
you go
gonna
to
happen?
Derby?
She's
going to
die from a complicated pregnancy.
I sure fucking hope so. She didn't die from one of her babies strangling the fuck out of her, being like, enough is enough!
Right.
Like, taking one for the team, dude. Sacrificing themselves for the greater good. This is fucked up, dude. That pisses me off so bad. People that think they can just keep having kids and we have as many resources as we need. We don't. We're running out. Things aren't getting better by you having more kids. Like, we need the opposite of that. If every time you had a kid, three more died,
that'd be cool.
Then that's fine. Have as many as you want until you get quinbillion tuplets. I don't give a shit. But that's not the case. Now, if you took matters into your own hands and killed three kids every time you wanted to give birth to one, I would be okay with that also. Just make sure they're gingers or Jews, right?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Me and Tim Henson, man, we'll get those Jews.
That was a low blow, dude.
Oh, fuck. Miss Foss said, quote, I got over my fear of labor and just started having kids. They're all brilliant. They don't give me any bother. They're fantastic. Oh, I'm sure they're all fucking rocket scientists,
right? Yeah, the one
right?
that you had, you know, 10 years before you started being a baby factory is now probably taking care of all of your kids.
Yeah, probably.
Idiot.
But, like, are they all just, like, fucking Einsteins? I'm so sure.
I doubt that.
I'm sure because, you know.
She has enough to make a class. I mean, someone's teaching her class.
Are you a teacher?
All right.
Albar Patrick share a three-bedroom council house with their mother and father, Miss Foss' long-term partner, Stephen Smith, who's 40. Even though Mr. Smith works as a canal boat builder, the couple receives £4,200 in tax credits and family allowance every month. Yet, Miss Foss, who has just run up a 5,000-pound bill buying her children's Christmas gifts at Toys R Us, claims they have to watch every penny. No shit! You mean you're in tough economic times, too? Keep popping out kids. You'll get a
right.
bigger paycheck. She insisted yesterday, quote, I'd been saving up all year so that we would have enough money to get all the presents. It was really hard work. It's not going to get any easier, you fucking idiot. Someone should kick her. Is she a ginger? Because that would be awesome. Unfucking believable. Check this out. Each week, the family forks out around £600 on groceries. You guys know, like, about what the rate is, right? It's about, like, £600 is about $900, $1,000 about. So that's about, for every £100, say it's $250. It's about that, I think. So,
okay.
She forks out around £600 on groceries, including 32 loaves of bread. Now, this is every week. Each week, seven days, okay?
Okay.
75 pounds of potatoes, 126 pints of milk, 36 rolls of toilet paper, 3 boxes of washing powder, 8 boxes of cereal. And that's their regular supermarket shop every time.
That's...
The annual school uniform bill is £2,000, and their holiday at Butlin's costs even more, mainly because they have to hire a minibus. No shit. Miss Foss begins her chores at 4 a.m. every morning and keeps the house spotless to avoid being tagged as a layabout scrounger. Are you hoarder? Is this a hoarder?
It's a child hoarder.
Human hoarder.
That's the weirdest.
Human hoarder. Kill that bitch. That is fucked up, dude. I am so pissed about this kind of shit. That's so fucked up, dude.
It's like an animal, like all cat right. and dog hoarders. It's the same thing.
It's
kinda.
The same exact thing, dude. That should
but
be
it's
illegal.
Babies.
I mean, I'm glad this is happening in the UK where we don't, but we still suffer that. It's worldwide, dude. It's fucking
Chickadee
worldwide.
Chickadee is asking, you know, well, I, you know, she's like, I'm Jewish. Would Matt try and kill me? And I'm like, he might.
No, we need someone to do our books for us.
She also says, she's like, what if I donate? I'm not Jewish about money at all. And I'm like, well, you'd have better chances.
Yeah, thejamhole.com/donate.
Ask Matt what it would take, what I would have to pay for him to not kill me. So what would
just
it take?
Just keep listening, subscribe, and donate $100 a month. We'll see. Or pictures of your titties. That ought work too.
Well, we can just call Burger for that.
Or that. Okay, so here's the names of these retards, okay?
All right.
In order
are
from...
Are any of them named Brody?
No, but this is great. These
okay.
Look at these retards, from oldest to youngest, and given the reason for naming them, okay?
Okay.
Patrick, normal name, named after Sarah's grandmother's surname of Patrick, okay?
Okay.
Just fine. Steven, named after the dad, who's Steven, okay?
Okay.
Malachi, after a character in the horror film Children of the Corn. You can see where she starts to lose it. Next
third kid, she's nuts.
Peppermint. Named after Sarah started craving mints during her fourth pregnancy.
You named your kid Peppermint.
Peppermint Patty. She was a dyke. No, Marcy was the dyke. Peppermint Patty was just into sports. Echo.
What?
Echo.
What?
Echo. Whoa. That's good. Named after a group of Echo campaigners or Eco campaigners who Steven met during a job at work. Eli, another character in the 84 film Children of the Corn. Wow,
Jesus
creepy.
Christ.
Rogue, a character in the X-Men film. Frodo, Hobbit
what?
In The Lord of the Rings. Morpheus, a character in the film The Matrix starring Keanu Reeves. Artemis, book character Artemis Fowl, an obnoxious teenage criminal. Blackbird, named after a gathering of blackbirds which flew onto Sarah's lawn. Baudelaire, named after the Baudelaire orphans, which featured in Lemony Snicket's film A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Ugh.
And number 13, what do you think? Lucky number 13.
Fucking lucky. I don't know.
Voorhees, named after serial killer Jason Voorhees in the horror movie Friday the 13th. This bitch is totally nuts.
I feel so sorry for those kids, dude. Name change as soon as you turn 18.
Fucking believable.
Oh my god.
Are you kidding?
Blackbird. Morpheus.
Voorhees. Morpheus. Are you kidding?
Frodo?
Frodo?
Why would you want to be named Frodo?
Hey, if any of her kids are listening to this show, kill your mother. Or at the very least, unzip her fucking twat and just cut those ovaries the fuck out. If you need to know how, thejamhole.com/YouTube, watch the video. You'll see how to do it.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable, dude. What's wrong with it? Is this what's gonna happen in 2012?
We're just dead
because of this kind of shit? Is that? I don't know, dude. Unfucking believable.
That's so sad.
All right, well, I got a couple more quick ones, and then we'll call it a night here. Check this shit out. In L.A. Harbor, they got a shipment from China listed as Christmas ornaments, okay?
Okay.
Normal, everyday, routine shipment from China. We get tons of things from China. No big deal. When they opened the, quote, presents Tuesday...
Oh, please be dead babies.
They found...
Please be dead babies.
316,000...
pounds of cocaine.
Pipes and bongs.
Damn.
Sorry. Quote, they're very colorful and big.
Burgers like cocaine, cocaine, cocaine.
Yeah! They're very colorful and big.
I like the way you think, sir.
Said Christina Gamez. Very colorful and big. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Some of them are like 2 feet tall. And you know what? They are beautiful. I mean, not the ones made in China are obviously mass produced, but like pipes and bongs like that, to me, that's art. Like someone put
their soul.
Blowing
glass is art.
Exactly,
it's hard to
do. Not when they're mass produced like this. Obviously, when there's 316,000 pieces that have made in China on it, that's not so much art. But,
yeah.
You know, the hand blown stuff is really beautiful. I've
yeah,
seen
like
some...
if you go around here in the local shops, people
just do
that locally and
some
they sell
immaculate
the head shops.
Pieces, yeah. Dude. All like twisty.
The cool
and
Sherlock
Holmes
Bubblers
and...
things.
Oh,
those
yeah,
are
dude.
Really cool.
Beautiful.
They do those really well.
All right, and if you guys have some stuff like that, you can send it to thejamhole.com/pobox, P-O-B-O-X. Gamey said, glass bongs and pipes contained in nearly 860 boxes of cargo are worth about $2.6 million. You should send it back to China and be like, take that off our bill.
Please.
Right? the package arrived a month ago, but was seized Tuesday at the L.A. Long Beach port complex. The manifest listed the cargo's contents as Christmas ornaments. That's awesome.
Let me just hang these from the tree.
Yeah, no problem. They were addressed to someone in L.A. County. Now, if you have a dispensary, obviously for medical marijuana, you need to sell things for people to smoke that medical legal weed out of. Is
right.
This okay then?
Possibly.
Are they within their rights to seize it? Because...
Well,
I think it depends where they're going, but
yeah.
If that guy has his shit in order, I think you have to give that to him.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to destroy it. That's a lot of money worth of shit, man.
Well, it's like head shops. They order their shit from certain
yeah,
companies.
I know it, but like that's what I'm saying. But to seize it like that, I mean, I guess maybe it's not legal if it was marked Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that, but
that
yeah.
Kind of shady.
Gamey said no arrests have been made and an investigation is pending. She said that it is illegal to import, export, or sell drug paraphernalia in the United States and that all items would be destroyed.
Ugh.
You fucking pricks.
And
how about you just
still had to pay for it?
How about you destroy that vagina in the UK that's popping out twat turds every fucking year? How about that?
Right.
Fucking Christ, man. All right, and the last story before we call it a night here. This is pretty sweet. A man who hit a golf ball straight at another player, injuring
nice.
Him. You just hit that guy. Shouldn't have been standing there.
Or
awesome. Has been ordered by the Nova Scotia Court of Appeal to pay more than $225,000 in damages. Would you take a golf ball straight in the nuts for a quarter mil?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Could I block it with my hands?
I'd take it in my fucking forehead for 15,000. All right. Yeah, dude.
Plaintiff Alan Benzenson said he hasn't been able to work since he was injured on June 8th, my brother's birthday. The New Glasgow NS man, Nova Scotia man, and the defendant, Travis Hader. Hader. Your last name's Hader.
Nice.
Haters.
Yeah, I'm a hater.
I'm a hater. I come from a long line of haters.
That's so great.
We're golfing in a foursome. Oh, wanky wank. As part of a wedding celebration for Benzenson's cousin, by the time they reached the 16th hole, Hader had consumed 9 beers and a half pint of tequila.
Woo!
That's when he ran up to his ball and took a swing out of turn. Someone yelled, "Heads up! He's gonna hit again!" But it was too late for Benzenson, who was standing no more than 20 meters away. Could you take a shot in the gut at 20 meters from
a golf?
Yeah?
I could do that.
How far? 20 meters. That's
in the gut? Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. As long as it wasn't my nuts.
It's
that
like
would...
being shot point blank with a paintball gun. You ever done that?
Yeah, I could handle
probably
that.
Probably about that.
But a
point blank.
I guess. Plus, he's drunk. I mean, is he really hitting it all full on?
Probably.
You think so? Drunk?
I can hit shit drunk.
A golfer? Really? I don't think you could.
I suck at hitting a golf ball.
Hey, you willing to put your mouth where my dick is? I mean, put your money where my... Moving on. But it was too late for Benzenson, who was standing 20 meters away. Hader hit what court documents referred to as a so-called Happy Gilmore shot, named after a stupid retarded film by a stupid retarded man. So he, like, running start fucking whacked it. That's fucking brilliant, dude. That's so awesome.
I could hit
awesome.
A golf ball with a hockey stick. That'd be cool.
Yeah, well, no shit. I could hit a barn with a rock. I mean, it's not that hard, right? According to the court documents, Benzenson put up his hands to protect himself, and the ball hit his left wrist, causing permanent damage to his radial nerve. Oh, dude, I'd be pissed. That's my jerking arm. That's my you broke my jerking arm, Hader.
It hit his wrist?
Yeah, and I bet a golf ball hitting your wrist, dude, from a
There's
running...
some crunchy bones in there.
I bet it just shattered that shit, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it says it caused permanent damage to his radial nerve. That's the nerve probably that runs right here. Fuck that, dude. Oh, yeah. That would hurt.
Yeah.
Especially if it shattered... Oh, man, that... Dude,
I'd have to have half a mil.
Yeah, I think at least 500 Gs, at least. Especially in these tough economic times. Cause you
I might
gotta
just
pay,
go for the whole mill.
You gotta pay the lawyers and shit, and well, I guess if you he would have to pay the lawyers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I
well, it comes out of your settlement.
Yeah, half a mil at least.
Yeah.
For 20 meters away.
If if my hand's fucked up for the rest of my life, yeah.
All right. So any rich jam hole listeners out there, $500,000 to whack her in the face with a golf ball at 20 meters away. Done. When the kids are originally, pardon.
Could do it in the gut.
Benzenson, a woodcutter, has been unable
to
work
cool marks.
without pain. When the case originally went to court, a judge awarded $227,500 to Benzenson, a father of three. Hader appealed, saying it wasn't the first Happy Gilmore-style shot he had taken that day, and Benzenson should have known what was coming. Hey, shouldn't have been standing there. And that is actually from that movie. We always say that when we're falfing, if you almost hit someone, you're like, you just hit that guy. He shouldn't have been standing there. That's so funny. It never gets old, too. You'll hear that the whole falf season. It's so funny.
That's fucked up.
Earlier in the week, the Court of Appeal dismissed that argument, upholding the earlier court's ruling that Hader's behavior was not a natural risk of golfing. Hader was ordered to pay Benzenson $85,000 in damages, $67,500 in lost income, and $75,000 for lost future earning capacity. Damn.
I bet you I could get a lot for it if you fucked up my wrist, too, because I used to be a tattoo artist. I could be like, that's my fucking trait, man.
I know. I will never be a tattoo artist again.
Or even cooking, because you have to hold spatulas and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I bet you could get away with that shit, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of
break
funny.
The left one, please.
Right?
Be like, I'm ambidextrous.
That one. I need that one, actually. Yeah. All right. Well, actually, I think we got a voicemail before we call it a night.
Oh, do we?
Here.
We actually have fans?
Yeah, that's
what is that?
Something like that.
I don't know. I'm so confused right now. Who even listens to this show?
26 does apparently.
Oh.
Hey, it's 26. I was gonna leave this message for Big Mouth, but I tried calling their phone line like 4 times and didn't work because they fail at life. So I'm calling him a general, because I know Josh listens occasionally. And I just want to say that at Matt's recommendation, I got the Android, and it is, in fact, the most amazing thing ever. And so, first of all, the iPhone can lick my nuts, and second of all, the iPod can, like, suck my balls, because I don't give a shit, dude. The droid is, like, so good. And so, yeah, Josh fails. And it was only $40 a month because it's on a family plan, so I win.
I'm telling nice. You, dude, the droid is where it's at. All you iPhone haters out there, all you Apple fanboys out there.
Oh, dude, Guitar Hero Dave says you were his second choice.
What? Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Well, he was calling to rag on Josh for his crappy iPhone.
Yeah, that's the only reason. So he knows,
wanted to call and
he
tell
knows
you.
Josh listens to the Jam Hole, and Josh will hear that. And yeah, man, you know, I've never had a problem with it overheating. It's faster than the iPhone. It's... The screen
awesome
is more
apps.
Beautiful. The camera's better. I can do anything you can do on your iPhone. I can do it on my droid and probably a little faster.
Anything you can do, I
can
do
better.
Better.
So suck my nuts, Josh. I'm just saying. It's amazing, dude. It's fucking amazing.
What
I love
he
the droid.
He's like, the iPhone can lick my nuts.
Lick my nuts, Josh. Can lick my nuts. All right. Well, you got anything else before we call it a night?
No, I think I'm good.
We about covered it all for this evening?
Look forward to more sexy tweets of me and my awesome chef's coat, because I think I make an awesome chef.
Fantastic.
Gotta say, yeah.
All right, well, thank you guys so much. As usual, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Like we said before, if you're subscribed to the feed, you already have the surgery video. You can see it up on YouTube. Please, if you've already watched it, just go give us 5 stars, leave a comment, subscribe to our videos, make it look like we got fans, you know?
That'd be kind of nice.
If you are subscribed in iTunes, rate the podcast, make it look like, you know, we have fans. 5 stars, leave a comment in iTunes. Make sure you're subscribed, even if you listen to the live show. Go to thejamhole.com and take the new poll that's up there about the whole trees in China thing and the national forest. Thejamhole.com/Vimeo. We have a Vimeo account now. I don't know how much we'll use it, but you can see the full video on there of the surgery documentary. Spread it around, you know, pass it to your friends if you think they might like that kind of stuff. Thejamhole.com/Facebook/Twitter/YouTube/StumbleUpon/Danny/ fuck, we got it all. Just
donate.
/donate/store/250.
Chickadee's about to use the /donate.
If you guys have any spare change in your PayPal account, just send it our way, because we definitely need it. We need to get her some smokes before payday, because we ain't making it. So
yeah. Chickadee
definitely.
Says I'm going to donate $25 right now for my non-killing fee. That'll do it. That'll keep you in the good for probably about a month.
You are so awesome, and I'll tell you what, if we get $500 donated by the end of this month, we'll do a naked show. I'm just saying. You do a naked show for $500?
It'd have to be a short one.
All right. $500. Make it happen. Thejamhole.com/donate. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. We got a group there. MySpace, all that shit. We got a P.O. Box, 3652 Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you ever want to send us stuff, or thejamhole.com/POBOX, P-O-B-O-X. Leave us a message for Wednesday's show, 462044687. Other than that, we love you guys, and we will see you Wednesday. Holla.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.